Steve, you show on the Anfield Wrap after Benfica 1, Liverpool 3 in the quarter final, first leg of the Champions League. It's Dan Morgan, and I am joined by Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers for this. And Neil, start with Benfica. What they set up to do, what they can do, particularly with who they have in their back four and around centre back areas. You saw Ajax get loads of joy against them, especially in the 2-2. They didn't set up a million times dissimilar in this one in terms of a low block. But the thing they seemingly didn't learn from is how much of a gap they left between sort of back four and forward line. And that against us, I mean, I think our coaching staff might have picked up on that as an ideal, but it definitely looks early on that that's the case when the game gets into full flow.
Absolutely, yeah. I think there's something where ultimately you mentioned the game against Ajax, but they also ship 9 goals in 2 games against Bayern. It's unbelievable to me that Barcelona did not get out of the group against them, and that's with the greatest of respect. But the way you frame that there with the conversation around the 2 centre-backs, they've got a big decision to make with Vertonghen and Otamendi, and you see them oscillate between the 2 poles of that decision as the game wears on. At certain times when they decide they want to be really expansive in transition, when they want to move quite quickly, there ends up being an enormous gap between Vertonghen and Otamendi, and predominantly Weigl. You know, the other centre mid I would also point out next to Weigl is Trapped. So they're in this situation where they're trying to, they ultimately want to be a progressive team, and it's what's got them to where they are in the league. Now, there's a conversation around that because they are third in the league, but they have scored the most goals in Portuguese league football this season.